right, let's kick off with some rugby. JP Peterson's perfect start as Hollywood Sharks head coach came to an end after a dramatic 23-22 home defeat to the Emirates Lions in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. World Junior Player of the Year Hashim Peed scored a try at the death to snatch it, leaving the Sharks down in 14th on the logs. The Lions raced to a 15-0 first half lead before the Sharks surged late, with Peterson saying his side must learn to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I won't say where did it go wrong. I think if you look at the game, the way it started, 15-0 down in the first 10 minutes, it's quite an uphill battle that you're giving yourself to be back in the game. And you must give credit to the boys to, I think it was 17-18 at halftime going in. What we can look at is start better, be in the game from minute one.
And then over to football in the Africa Cup of Nations. 10-man Mali got past Tunisia 3-2 on penalties to reach the quarterfinals of the AFCON after their tie ended 1-1 after extra time. Now they'll face 2021 winners Senegal, who clinched a 3-1 victory over Sudan. And then today's last 16 matches, we'll see hosts Morocco go up against Tanzania before Bafana Bafana take on Cameroon. And then in the English Premier League, Declan Rice struck twice for Arsenal as they beat Bournemouth 3-2 to move 6 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Aston Villa have moved up to second after their 3-1 win at home to Nottingham Forest. Boss Unai Emery is pleased with Ollie Watkins' upturn in form, scoring his fourth goal in three games.
Even when he was not scoring, we were winning because another player there were scoring, like Malen. And we need every player focus like him and as well doing his task. The most important is how we must get collectively our structure as strong as possible in everything.
West Ham lost 3-0 to bottom side Wolves, while Brighton got past Burnley 2-0. And then ending off with cricket, play has been delayed in Usman Khawaja's final Ashes Test match at Sydney Cricket Ground. That's the fifth and final test between Australia and England in the series. After losing three wickets early, England began putting runs on the board on day one. Joe Root and Harry Brook have built up a strong partnership of 154 before a bad light halted the day's action. Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.